around about this time every Wednesday on Breakfast. Job Speaker shines a light on some unique and quite specialised jobs, some of them you might take for granted. And shining a light today is exactly what we're doing. At 12 metres high, how much do you take for granted your streetlights? Especially when the sun goes down, it will guide your way as you walk, maybe as you're driving on a short errand. Managing Canberra street lighting can be a big challenge, given our geographical spread. The light bulbs can be 10, 12 metres high, maybe more in some cases. Canberra electrician Joseph Gilland is from Omexom, and his speciality, amongst others, is changing these globes. G'day, Joseph. Thanks for being with us.
G'day, Adam. Thanks for having me.
This feels like a job for someone who does not suffer from vertigo and isn't afraid of heights. Clearly, you fit the bill.
Yeah, well, I didn't to start with, but you soon get used to it.
When you say you didn't to start with, what was it like changing your first high-up street light?
Yeah, I know. Well, like you say, when you get up to 12 metres in the air, it doesn't look like, to me, it didn't look like much from the ground. But when you're up there and it's windy, like it can be in Canberra, and then cold, like it has been recently, it's no fun. Even though you are like strapped in with your harness and you can't go anywhere, you're safe as houses, but it definitely does get you the first couple of times, that's for sure.
The odd time I've seen it, someone at that elevated height, carefully working with their hands, I think, I'm not sure I'd have the dexterity nor the presence of mind to keep calm. How do you do that?
Yeah, you just got to keep going. Like, it can be tough to do sometimes, but you just got to keep going. Like, no one else is going to fix it, so you got to stay up there and fix it.
I think about us changing our light globes in our house, and you either screw or bayonet them in and out. But very briefly, what is the process of changing a street light globe at up to 12 metres high?
Yeah, so we'll just, we don't change globes now, we upgrade them to LEDs, and we prefabricate them before we take them out to site. So there's a cable that goes from the top down to the bottom, and we'll just basically pull off their head and then attach the cable and pull the new LED, the upgraded version, back down, and then we'll just screw it back, bolt it back in. A lot of the work, as much of the work we can get done, is done on the ground.
Mm. And does it require different fixtures, obviously stronger bolts and nuts to hold it all in place? Tell us about that.
Yeah, we try and use the same sort of bolts for most fittings, so for ease of installation. So, yeah, we try to use the same sort of stuff. So we don't make it more complicated than it needs to be. No. We're already working at 12 metres in the air.
So how long or how many can you change over a certain given shift? I mean, I presume this is laid out in a pretty exacting timetable, so you're not wasting a lot of time going from light to light.
Yeah, well, with the prefabrication, we can do probably 5 to 10 lights a day, and then getting those lights on that customers might call in or that are faulty.
Joseph Gilland is a streetlight repairer and electrician from Omexom. Amongst his many responsibilities, he changes the streetlights that you see 10, 12 metres above ground, not for the faint-hearted. What's one of the more unusual things you've seen while fixing streetlights, given what the urban myth is it or not that cockatoos can get in there and have a crack?
Yeah, cockatoos definitely play a big role in the streetlight maintenance around Canberra.
Really?
They really do get into the old fluorescent lightings, the non-LED versions. They really must hate that. They must hate the old technology, honestly. They get in there and they attack it. So they'll pull the bulbs out. They'll undo the clips. Lord knows how they do it. I couldn't do it when I started. It was hard for me to figure out. Maybe I'm not as smart as a cockatoo when I first started.
What are they after, Joseph? Why are they so dedicated to removing and taking apart the old technology?
Yeah. They're just destructive animals. There's nothing in there. They don't eat. They certainly don't eat the fluorescent tubing. Yeah, they just love to destroy things. They live for it. They live and breathe destruction.
Have they ever come up close to you while you're trying to change a globe, or do they keep their distance generally?
They keep their distance. But yeah, the funny thing is, like, you'll be repairing a light that they've just destroyed, and they're just, you can see them at the next pole down destroying that light.
Oh, no kidding. No kidding.
Yeah.
So did you ever think this would be the role for you amongst your others as an electrician? I mean, it seems like a very specialised role to have.
Certainly is a specialised role. With being an electrician, it's such a diverse span of work you can do. So I came from doing motors in shopping centres, like little control wiring. So working out the back of a truck, working 12 metres in the air, quite diverse to that. So yeah, that's kind of how it happened, because you know, you just want to do something completely opposite to what you were doing before. Still in the electrical trade, that's sort of how you can end up fixing streetlights.
You've probably got your list of jobs ready to go for today, Joseph, so I best let you prepare your toolkit. Great to catch up with you to hear about this job, which is a bit unusual in some eyes, but so essential to the way we live in Canberra.
Awesome. Thank you very much. Thanks for having me on, Adam.
Good on you, Joseph. Take care. Joseph Gilland, streetlight repairer and electrician from Omexum. And they are contracted to maintain the streetlight network across the ACT. Hi, we just had a little streetlight fixed. Thank you very much, says this texter. Appreciate how quickly it was done. Yeah, significant work, for sure. Adam Shirley with you on ABC Radio Canberra. Great to have your company. However you're listening to